Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, that's where, you know,
like the Pangaea thing?
Yeah, the Pangaea thing. One continent to what we have today. Well, the Bible doesn't say anything particular about this theory, but what the Bible does tell us is that the world was changed as a result of the global flood that happened in Genesis chapters 6 through 9. I mean, like, there's kind of a brief mention. Some people take it to mean that this is what it means in Genesis 10:25. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of one was Peleg, division, for the inhabitants of the earth were divided in his days, and his brother's name was Joktan. But many believe that that actually just refers to the events of Babel, the Tower of Babel. Whether it is or not, I'm not sure. Genesis 7, verse 11, gives an actual hint. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that same day, all the fountains of the great deep subterranean waters burst open, and the windows and floodgates of the heavens were opened. Of course, talking about the flood. So this implies a great breaking at the tectonic place to allow water to burst forth for the flood to happen. Because what does Genesis say happened about how was, you know, the land formed in the first place? Waters were gathered together into one place to make land. Well, all that land is water. And for that to come forward, what had to happen? Mm-hmm. It had to be broken. And so this is where I believe and I've seen this in answers in Genesis as well and other places, where this is where we actually see the start of the separation of the tectonic plates creating what we have today, our different continents, rather than, sort of like a continental drift type theory thing. So,
which is covering all tonight.
Yeah, just a little bit of science, but as I said, I'm not a scientist, but, if you want better answers, go to places like Answers in Genesis or Creation Research Institute, places like that, where they have people like, Ken Ham, John Mackay, who can go into detail about these things.
Yeah, but you know what? I love it because people are still curious, asking questions and thinking. And the one thing, too, I don't know if you notice this, sometimes people are like, well, I don't really like... Maybe it shows a lack of faith because I got all these questions, but quite the contrary. I think that God totally welcomes questions because He has nothing to hide.
Yeah. And here's the thing. There are answers in the Bible.
Yeah. You just got to search for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, like even the fact that Genesis 7:11 talks about the fact that in order for the flood to happen, things had to be broken apart.